The operator of a nuclear power plant in Japan agreed today to the government's request to close three reactors until a seawall and other tsunami protections are built. In the wake of the earthquake and tsunami last March, the government evaluated Japan's 54 nuclear reactors to see if they could withstand a major earthquake, and they determined that the Hamaoka plant was built on top of a major fault and was at risk. It's been 2 months since the earthquake and tsunami struck northeastern Japan. So much remains to be done, including math and music, as the BBC's Roland Burke found out.
It's early morning in this town on Japan's northeast coast, and children are making their way to school. They're walking past piles of wreckage left over from the earthquake and tsunami. There's dust everywhere. This entire place was filled with mud, and much of it is yet to be cleared. Nothing will be normal here for a very long time, but at least the children are seeing their friends again now and getting back to lessons. Inside, the classrooms are crowded and the children are chatting. It's difficult for the teacher, Noriyoshi Kiyumi, to get their attention. Today's lesson is maths, not everyone's favourite perhaps, but better than thinking about what happened to their town.
Everybody here has suffered. We've seen parents, families, homes washed away. I believe what we teachers can do is support the children when they are ready to talk about it.
Until the new term started, the teachers at this school didn't know how many children would turn up. Some were killed in the earthquake and tsunami. Others, whose homes were destroyed, have moved away, scattering to different parts of the country. Osamu Kitamura is the deputy headmaster at this school. When the children first saw each other on the first day back, what was the atmosphere like in the school?
It was full of smiles. It was wonderful. They hadn't seen each other for a very long time, so it was great to be reunited. It was such a happy moment. We teachers were cheered up by seeing them smiling. But the very first thing we had to do was tell them about the children who'd passed away. So I'm sure that was a shocking moment for them.
Like many schools in northeast Japan, this one is still being used as an evacuation centre. Around 200 people are living in the classrooms on the third floor. Hibiki Otsuka, aged 11, and Eina Ueki, who's 10, go back at break time to see their parents. Since the tsunami, they've been sleeping on blankets laid out on the floor. What's it like living here?
It's good that class is close by, but home, of course, would be better.
When the school was closed, I couldn't play with my friends, so I am happy that it has started again.
Few at the school have been left untouched by the disaster. Friends have been lost. But the routine of lessons is giving the children hope that life will go on.
That report from the BBC's Roland Burke.